awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We had a crazy day yesterday. But yeah. It was great.
I think I broke my ankle.
Yes.
But it's okay.
And I think Finch broke our ears.
Yeah, dude.
We went to the Warped Tour.
But we wanted to know what it is to burn, and now we know.
Now we know.
It's bleeding eardrums.
It's your eardrums. That's what
bursting it is. Bursting into flames. Yeah. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We are here with you. Happy Wednesday. Man. Yeah, we're still recovering, I think. Amberlin for possibly the final time ever.
No, he announced it.
Darn.
He announced it from stage. He said, we'll be back in October.
They really will. We have no idea who they're playing with yet. They don't even know who they're playing with yet, so. Yeah.
Everybody was so excited.
Everybody better be prepared for that because, yeah, it's going to be it, man.
That'll be the
forever.
Last one forever.
Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
No.
Good morning, Matthew from Albuquerque.
How are you guys?
Good.
Tired.
I heard that you were late yesterday, Steve-O.
Nah.
How'd you hear that? Who told you that?
Really? Yeah, I saw it on, let's see, Instagram.
Instagram?
Doug, I heard it from your buddy there, Mr. Doug in the back.
Man.
And you just said it on the air yesterday.
Ah, that's probably what it was,
yeah.
Because I don't think it was on Instagram.
No, that's okay.
Maybe it would have been on Instagram? Oh, I don't know if that would have gone famous or not famous.
Not famous.
It would have gone not famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have gone further into itself.
Yeah.
Eventually collapsed into nothing. Like a black hole.
Tracy Morgan was upgraded to fair condition. That's good news.
That's good news. Matthew, what's going on? You got to practice today?
Oh, today, yes. We have another workout. This is not going to require any music. For all you guys out there listening, I'll be varsity and JV players. So you need to get your physicals in. We only have physicals for so many players. There are at least 20 that need to turn in there still. Mm-hmm. If you fail to do this, you may not be allowed to go to summer workouts or even go to 7-on-7. So
that stinks.
If any of you guys need a place to go get your physical, you may go to our website, www.zvhshawksfootball.com. On the homepage, there are some companies that we do work with that you can call. They're independent owned and operated, some of them, that you can go to for physicals. Now, this morning, for those of you who have physicals or who are still going to go get yours, say tomorrow, come tomorrow. Come today. Have some fun, because you know what? Get up. Is something today. It is at 7 a.m. Managers, please show up by 6:30, 6:45. Okay? Everybody, get moving. Shake your tail feather, everybody.
Go, Hawks!
Shake your tail feather. I like that.
Thank you, guys.
And go, Hawks!
My mom asked me to tell you, you know what? That guy right there, Mateo, he's crazy.
That's right, he is. You tell her.
That wasn't a question.
Go, Hawks.
Thank you, guys. Go Hawks. And hey, for those out there who are incoming freshmen, you know what? Later towards the first day and the orientation day, I'm going to make announcements because you know what? I was once a freshman, and sometimes I had questions about my first day and everything. For all you guys out there who have questions, well, contact me, please, all right?
Okay.
MasterMavyQ@gmail.com, and I will answer your questions.
Boom. Mm-hmm. What song can we play for you today, buddy?
Let us play a song.
Let's see. You know what? You guys have to make my Hill song?
Yeah?
I mean, yeah, play my Hill song, guys.
Okay.
You got it, dude.
Alrighty. I will catch you guys later. I have to get going.
All right.
I have to get to the school early.
Yeah, you're a busy guy.
Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. By request, some Memphis Mayfire. He loves them.
He loves them.
Huge fan. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static! With every letter I read, I see their desperate
cries to find a missing piece. Good morning!
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news today for you. on this Wednesday, March 3rd, 1964.
Beautiful.
It is a beautiful day. We just got a color TV.
Really?
It's fascinating.
Amazing.
Yes. The characters are filmed and then put through a color conversion process, usually Technicolor.
That's awesome.
Looks just like real life.
How many people did it take to carry the box home?
Four of us.
Wow.
Yeah, just me.
Just four.
Me and my grandfather and my father and my six brothers.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's like nine.
Four people. One of the complaints about World Cup matches is all the flopping that takes place. Players faking injuries. Injuries. Now, your injury is not faked.
My injury is not fake.
What happened? Tell the people what happened. Who were you playing with and how did it go down?
Yesterday, Warped Tour. And apparently, Yellow Card takes soccer very seriously.
That is their namesake.
Yeah, which I didn't put together until yesterday when somebody said, hey, we're going to go play soccer with the Yellow Card. And then my son said, Yellow Card doesn't sound like they're very good at soccer.
Hilarious.
Like, please say that very first thing you
said. Did
say
he say
to
it to him?
Please say that. He didn't. Because he didn't realize we were playing with Yellow Card. He just thought it was friends. And so it was like, well, yeah, they are friends. They also happen to be in Yellow Card. And so... played soccer yesterday with Amberlynn and Yellow Card. And Nate Young has the feet of steel.
Yep.
We were both playing without shoes.
And he kicked
like
you.
Like dumbs.
Did he kick you?
Yes. Well, we were... I was, you know, he was my guy. So I was constantly defending him. Which, by the way, at one point I was like, okay, soccer, there's a giant field.
Yep.
I was out of breath. So I was like, I'll take goalie. Yeah, I'll take over goalie. Guys, give me a minute. I'll just stand over here. Well, I'll just take goalie.
And they're going.
Oh, man. At one point, so I'm goal. And I was pretty stoked because Ryan, there were a few times where Ryan came in, the lead singer. And unblocked him. Blocked his shots.
Blocked him.
He was like, yeah, wall of steel. And I'm like, yeah, I am. A good goalie. Wall of steel. I'm just going to, okay. Well, I hit one, and it went off my hand and went out, so they're like, corner kick! Jack, of course, corner kick! So it was out on me, so they get a corner kick, and Jack was in the corner, and I'm like, oh, this should be good, because he's been watching too much FIFA, so he even knew what a corner kick was.
Right.
And dude kicks it, boom! Right into Nate, and Nate turns, boom! And shot right past me.
Oh!
So from this corner kick, Nate Young scores a goal. Drummer for Amberlynn and Yellow Card.
There you go.
And they won the game.
They won. And your son helped that happen.
Yeah, my son delivered the corner kick to Nate that cost me my humanity. Yeah.
That's sad. Meanwhile, Doug and I were in the Warped Tour walking around, meeting people. We had some listeners come up and say hello, and that was awesome.
That is cool.
We tried to pass out cards for the app, and no one would take them.
No one cared.
I talked to Mitch about that. I was like, I think the problem is everybody here is handing out stuff.
That's exactly what Dion said.
Yeah.
There's got to be a different way because little pieces of paper, they're just discarded and it's just trash everywhere.
Yeah.
Vegan power, buddy.
I get it. So we decided to quit trying to waste the cards and watching them fall on the ground.
Smart.
But we got to see my buddy Ryan and State Champs and got to see a bunch of other bands. But no soccer injuries for us.
Thank you. That's good. That's good.
That's just
I also have a cut on my left foot because Nate needs to cut his toenails. So, I don't know.
Surgeons in France want to make sure that they didn't accidentally injure a professional singer's vocal cords during a serious throat surgery, so they kept her conscious and singing during the entire process.
Whoa.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Whoa.
No. Oh, that sucks.
Could you imagine?
No. They're like in your mouth on the vocal cords doing surgery. Ugh. Dude.
I would never want to sing any of those songs ever again.
Mucho's pain. Nuns in a small Illinois village are suing to close a strip club that's moved in right next door. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, they say it violates a law that prevents adult establishments from being so close to houses of worship.
Wow.
A 6-year-old Bolivian girl suffered from mysterious fits of laughter. She just got that holy laughter, if you ask me. To her relief, her doctors discovered a simple benign brain tumor and removed it. opposite of holy laughter. It was a benign brain tumor.
Mm.
That's kind of creepy.
That's really weird.
Yeah. You got a brain tumor. Maybe if you're out there and you just laugh at really dumb stuff.
No, no. I do that every day.
We better go to the doctor. They're going to ask you to stay awake and laugh the entire time, though.
While they're poking at my brain.
Yeah, so they don't mess anything up. So you don't lose your sense of humor. Ba-doom-beam! Hey, Doug. He's in there.
Oh, man.
An Atlanta air traffic controller is under investigation after he told a passenger airliner coming in for a landing that it needed to abort the landing and fly around the airport. When the pilot followed the instructions, the controller said, "Just kidding."
Oh!
That's not a good joke.
Whoa, dude. My mom was an air traffic controller.
It's probably the new guy.
You don't mess around.
It's probably the new guy, and he was like, hey. He's trying to impress some girl, and he's like, hey, watch this. Watch. Hey. Nah,
429, we're going to need you to circle back around.
Yeah, just fly around. Fly around the airport. Nah, a couple times. It's cool.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Did you say he got fired?
It says he's under investigation.
Oh, okay. So he will be.
Yes. Crazy.
So it will be soon. There's certain jobs where you can get away with jokes like that.
This one.
There are certain jobs where you can't get away with jokes like that.
I would say air traffic controller being
a pretty prominent one that you shouldn't be cracking stupid jokes on.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, yeah, one of the main ones to not be, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, you know.
When you're basically just sitting inside of a flying missile.
I wasn't even allowed to visit my mom at work.
That makes sense.
Pre-9/11 I was.
Right.
But it was still very scary.
Not afterward. Not at all.
I still had to get security clearance, and it was insane. I could visit her. And then post-9/11, couldn't even go in the building.
Check this out. Now, yesterday at the Warped Tour, we had to warn the boys. We were like, look, we're going to be walking around.
Yeah.
We're going to hear things that we don't say. We're going to see things that we don't do.
Yep. They saw plenty of that.
They did. During a street celebration of the champion Los Angeles Kings, who won the hockey's Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Won that cup of Stanley.
Yeah.
The mayor of Los Angeles shocked listeners by intentionally using the F word.
Whoa.
Mr. Mayor being cool and relevant. Or is he?
Mm. Dang, dude.
Shocked him. Everybody's shocked.
There's no need. Yeah, yesterday Warped Tour with the 10 and 8-year-old. That was, some would say irresponsible.
Well...
No, they'd never seen Amberlin, and they were very excited, and so they got to go down. They were in the pit, no bigs.
You know, another good place to go around, I mean, I guess it could be considered irresponsible to take a kid, would be basically to Walmart.
Yeah.
Where I've heard people shout out the F word, too.
Right.
You know, and do other stuff.
And or anywhere in life.
So don't come at me with that argument.
Yeah.
If you're with your kids experiencing something, and you're taking care of the situation... then I don't think anybody should be like, that's irresponsible.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys heard the first part of breaking news where my children played soccer with Yellow Card
and Amberlin. Yeah, that's cool.
And to them, it was the coolest day in the world. Although, they were just stoked that they were playing soccer more so than they cared about who anybody was.
Oh, man, when we had to leave yesterday, Jack was so sad.
He was like, well, I'm playing
with soccer.
Soccer.
Jack, we gotta go home, man.
Dude.
I'm worn out.
I told
him, I was like, Jack, if I had my car here, I would have already left.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, why? Jack, so I don't play soccer. I'm an American. Who cares about soccer? Jack, what are you doing?
Yellow Card does.
Oh, they care.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah, my favorite part was the second time we were playing soccer, and a couple dudes showed up, and I guess a couple of them were from that band Somerset.
Yeah.
And Jack's first question was, how come the lead singer says the F word so much?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that band? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And he should have asked him.
He did.
He did. What'd that guy say?
Like, that's just what he does. The lead singer wasn't there. Yeah, we're not really into that language either, buddy. So, yeah.
He asked the Yellow Card guys why?
Why? No, the couple of the Somerset guys, I guess.
That's funny.
Kids, man, they don't mess around. They're like, hey, I want to know right now, though. But really,
but what's
I don't
your
care
intention?
Who you think you are. Why are you talking like that? Because no one needs to. It's like, right on, kid.
That's funny. A British man dressed as Scooby-Doo for a costume party says the extra padding in the dog suit protected him from serious harm when he was inexplicably attacked by a woman on the street. Little did he know that that was actually Becky Forsythe, the daughter of Richard Forsythe, who was the original man in the shadows in episode 24, season 2 of Scooby-Doo.
Wait. What?
That's why that guy got attacked. He was dressed as Scooby-Doo. The lady that attacked him was the daughter of one of the villains from episode 24, season 2 of Scooby-Doo. He didn't know. But it's good he had that costume on because she was mad.
She was mad because of the legacy of her father.
Yeah. He would have gotten away with it if it wouldn't have been for those meddling kids and their dog. Jerks.
Gosh, it took me so long to catch up. I'm obviously tired.
Researchers have discovered that beneath the Picasso masterpiece is another painting of a mysterious man.
Whoa, dude.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Texas Governor Rick Perry says that he's preparing to make another run for the White House. He's gonna go for it. He's gonna go all the way.
Yeah.
You like Rick Perry?
I don't know anything about him.
I like Steve Perry. If he ran, I would be down.
Yeah.
Oh. Experts from the International Energy Agency say the U.S. can expect a surplus of gasoline in the next few years, although uncertainty caused by turmoil in Iraq will likely raise the price of gasoline this summer. The U.S. gas demand is expected to decline by 1% per year for the rest of the decade.
Wow.
The U.S. currently accounts for about 10% of the world consumption of oil.
I thought you said 1 cent per year for the next decade. I was like,
no, wait, so 1%.
So in 10 years, it'll be 10 cents less.
Yay.
Sweet, man.
Yay. No, check it out. So if we're doing 10% of world consumption of oil,
yeah,
in 10 years, if we're going down 1% by the year,
yeah,
we're going to be 0%. I don't think it'll ever get down to zero.
I don't know how that's possible.
Hybrids, man. That's how.
Yeah.
Electric cars. Cool things.
Running on trash. Back to the future.
So we talked a minute ago about the girl with the uncontrollable laughter. A 6-year-old girl in Bolivia was diagnosed with misbehavior when she couldn't stop laughing and giggling, sometimes at inappropriate times, called gelastic seizures. The young girl couldn't control her laughter or keep herself from having outbursts, and doctors soon learned what was really going on. She's not acting out. She was suffering from a serious medical condition. The girl underwent a brain scan, and doctors found a hematoma, a small benign tumor. The tumor was pressing against the girl's temporal lobe, causing her strange, previously unexplainable behavior. The young girl underwent surgery to have the tumor removed, and she stopped having gelastic seizures.
That's crazy.
That is very interesting.
Wow.
I hope that the new trend isn't, oh, your kid's got ADHD? He's probably got a benign tumor. Let's go digging around in his brain. You never know, though.
Yeah.
Also, it's going to cost you about $3.4 million, so let's try it again.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it to every kid we can, medical industry.
Do you take Amex?
Please?
Please?
I don't want that to happen. Guys, a woman got more than she bargained for when she rested her hand on the rail of a shopping mall escalator.
Oh, no.
That's right. Final destination. No. The unsuspecting elderly lady was caught on camera being yanked off the ground and pulled upwards with her legs astride the rotating belt like she was riding a horse. Her friend tried to hold on to her pal, but soon realized she couldn't battle the escalator and decided to follow close behind. Be careful on escalators, guys.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Well, that escalated quickly. I'm going to go lie down.
I like it. And finally, because we need to do some traffic.
Yeah.
World War II veteran went to Normandy without telling his retirement home. The 90-year-old disappeared from the Pines retirement community in East Sussex, England, so he could attend D-Day commemorations earlier this month. Man said one of the highlights of his secret trip was the women he met on a boat to France who treated him to a song. After he returned home, and the word of his sneaky adventure returned home also around his birthday, it went global, and he's since received over 2,500 birthday cards.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Good
That's
job,
how
dude.
You do it. You go sneaky style. Am I right, Doug?
Sneaky sneak.
Let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
Did we find out if that was definitely the sinkhole where the construction...
That's what I was told from my expert live-in roommate.
Your wife?
Yeah, her.
Gotcha. Well, 2nd Street South at Central Avenue is still closed due to construction, and that is where we think the sinkhole happened.
Yeah.
Also, construction at I-25 in Paseo, and the roadway is reduced to one lane because of construction. I-25 South between San Antonio and Paseo del Norte. That's your look at traffic. Because now, ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your butts, because it's time for birthdays with Doug.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Doug. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning.
Hey, player. What's up?
What's up, everybody?
Got a birthday shout out. My boy Brendan was hanging with us at Warped Tour yesterday.
Yeah, cool. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday,
Brendan.
Even though he's probably not awake right now.
Is that the dude in the Cleveland Indians hat who never said hi to me?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
The tall one.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's his birthday, so he's a jerk.
Yeah. And he's asleep right now, so he's a jerk.
He'll never know.
Exactly.
We can say all the mean things.
Yep.
Oh, man, the Indians suck. The Yankees totally beat him yesterday, 9-3. Really did.
Yay.
Okay.
And anything else? What else can I say about him on his birthday?
I was going to say we can make fun of some of the bands he likes, but we play all of them.
Oh.
So, it's probably not a good idea.
All right.
All right, today is June 18th, 2014, day 169 of the year. There are 196 days remaining.
Hey!
All right, first up this morning.
Fascinating.
Speaking of baseball.
Ooh!
A former American baseball player who began his Major League Baseball career with the Chicago Cubs, but spent most of his career playing left field for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he's best known for breaking Ty Cobb's all-time Major League stolen base record. And as Q-Tip once said, I got the skinny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock.
Ah, yes. Lou Brock.
Chip Hussey. Was it Chip Hussey?
No.
That's a kid I went to elementary school with.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
65.
No, I went to school with Matt Hussey. Chip Hussey went to school with my sister.
Okay.
This man is 71 years old.
He is 75 years old today.
Axl Rose.
Nope.
Slash.
Nope.
Duff McKagan.
Nope.
Drummer.
Steve.
The longest reigning member of Guns N' Roses.
Axl Rose.
That's the first person I said.
I know.
Longest reigning.
Keyboardist.
Keyboardist.
Got me.
Dizzy Reed.
Oh, Dizzy Reed.
They have a keyboardist?
Longest reigning member of the band.
Fascinating.
Sorry, Dizzy.
Can't you hear the keys in this song?
Yeah, they're everywhere. Listen. No,
yeah,
Doug.
I heard him. I just heard him. Whatever, November Rain.
Hang on, listen.
Oh.
There it is.
Snap. Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
Doug, that was well timed.
That was very well timed.
I even pressed on...
I'm sorry, Dizzy.
I went boom.
I apologize for my idiocy.
Idiot-dizzy.
You can tell who I cared about growing up, because I immediately was able to name the bassist and the guitar player. Lead guitar player. Okay. Dizzy Reed is... Dang, dude. Probably looks 70.
Yeah. I'd say he's 55.
He was in Guns N' Roses. Yeah, I'll say 58.
He is 51 years old today.
Okay. All right.
We got you, Guns N' Roses.
Next up, an American actor. Best known for his role as Detective Nick Bernhardt in the NBC drama Grimm.
I've never seen... Well, no. I've watched that show in the background as my wife that show.
I've never seen it.
Main character?
Ain't seen it.
He looks kind of like Brandon Routh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He was up originally for the role of Superman.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because he looks a lot like Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
Yep. It is David Giantoli.
Ooh.
Okay.
36.
32.
He is 34 years old today.
Split the difference now.
Next up, singer and voice, or whatever he does on The Voice.
Singer and voice. He's a singer.
And a voice of The Voice.
And a voice.
Adam Levine.
No.
CeeLo.
No.
Blake Shelton.
Ryan. Yes, Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. She likes it when I call in. I guess we could have waited for like 8 seconds.
Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, yeah. But that's all right.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Gosh. She
likes it when yeah, we should guess quickly.
Yeah.
36.
This is pretty bad.
34. 38.
Okay.
38.
And to make up for that, the Amen. Last birthday this morning.
Yeah, give him a good one, Doug.
Oh, this is about as good as it gets.
Oh, wow. Is it Paul? Sir Paul's birthday?
Sir Paul?
Yes, wow. It is.
Mm. Wow.
Sad song and make it better.
Yeah.
Remember dang, dude.
This definitely closes the gap.
Makes I don't up know, for that man. November one. Rain was still pretty good.
To make it better.
Hey, Jude, November Rain. I don't know, man. It's a
when
tough call.
When you say stuff like that, it makes me sad. It hurts my heart. I'm going to pray for you.
Sir Paul! Man, okay, hold on. Let's see. Let's do some math.
You let her under your skin. Then you begin.
Still making music.
Okay, so 1960, how old do you think it was?
I have no idea.
Maybe 20? Because that was 54 years ago. So I'm going to say, if he was 17, 1960, let's see, so, I'm going to say 71 years old.
73.
He is 72 today.
Oh, dang it! You like that math?
That was good.
That was really good.
Thanks, man.
But not good enough because you got it wrong, Steve-O.
Dang, shut up, Doug.
Doug, shut him down.
Cindy Lauper.
On to dates. The same what year Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to vote in that year's presidential election.
Ooh, women's suffrage.
Oh, that was before women could vote, so 1980.
Right, I'm just, I think, no, 70s. 70s.
Susan B. Anthony, she's on the dollar. She got fined $100 of herself.
She's on the dollar?
Wasn't there a Susan B. Anthony dollar coin?
I think so. Yeah. There was a coin. I don't know how much.
Sacagawea was on that gold coin.
Yeah, this is the older one. Susan B. Anthony. I know I'm right.
Okay. What'd you say?
I didn't.
Captain Lou Albano was there to bail her out of jail.
Yes, dude.
Who?
Captain Lou? WWE. He was the dude that had all of the rubber bands in his face.
I don't know him. I don't know him.
He's
I don't
in, like every Cyndi Lauper music video.
I don't know him.
Captain Lou. Did you see that Macho Man Randy Savage is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this next year?
See
don't
that,
tease
Doug?
Me. Don't tease
I'm being
me.
It's
real.
This many times.
That's real.
It's a rumor.
It was on the thing.
They have to now because he passed away, so they feel bad.
That's right. This happened in 1904.
1912.
1873.
A little bit before Makes sense. The 19.
This day in what year Columbia Records publicly unveiled its new long-playing phonograph record in New York. It played at 33 1/3 revolution per minute.
Call Bill. Get Bill Peterson on the line. He was there. Eyewitness. Call him.
Oh, the phonograph. The dog sat in front of it and listened to it, and they took a picture of it. It was the very first time that became RCA's mascot. That's real. It's history.
1932.
1908. Oh.
In the same what year, astronaut Sally Ride became the first American woman in space.
Oh, I know this.
Nineteen eighty-three. Dang it!
And the last date?
Oh.
In the same one year at a Las Vegas auction, a collector paid $36,000 for Elvis Presley's expired American Express card.
Mm. Was Elvis dead or alive?
I don't know.
He passed away in 77? Everybody let it fly. So I'm going to say 1995.
1993.
1994.
No way. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Doug, no way, Doug, no.
That's pretty good right there. No!
It's close, but it's no cigar.
Nope, none.
I don't
Which is okay, because I think they're disgusting. Yeah.
Cigars give me a headache.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Especially when you're trying to eat them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, on to number one songs. Speaking of Paul McCartney.
Ooh. So this was Wings.
Yep.
Number one on this day in... That's cool, he had a number one song on his birthday. Nicely done. I'm sure he
had
a few.
Four number one songs on his birthday.
Dang.
That's
1983. 1981. 1973. Oh, okay. Wow. Off by a whole decade. Terrible. Oh, snap. Must have been love. Anyone? All right, just think Roller King. I was roller skating, and this song was being played. It's over now. Lay a whisper. Yes, I knew it. On your pillow. Oh, nicely done. Okay, if I was roller skating to this jam, I'm gonna go ahead and say 86. I close my eyes.
Say
86. Yeah, I'll stick with that.
Nineteen ninety. Ah, bleh.
And the last one this morning.
Must have been love. Dun, dun, oh, I know this. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yeah.
Yeah. Rap music is cool.
Or Shakira music.
No, this
rap
is
music is cool. Yeah. I was making a statement. A proclamation.
Okay. If you will.
I was asking a question about Shakira's music.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
This is Shakira!
Ugh, this was a number one hit. She has a number one hit. She has a number one hit.
She does. That's Shakira! How she got her voice thing. 2002.
2005.
2006.
Dang it.
You were right there. We don't know about that Shakira business.
Good.
I thought it was a rap song.
Today is Splurge Day.
Oh.
It is International Panic Day. Overwork, underpaid, and generally stressed. International Panic Day is just what is needed for you. There's also International Sushi Day, Go Fishing Day, and International Picnic Day.
It's also Paul McCartney's birthday.
It is.
If anybody wants to bring Doug, Steve-O, and I sushi for lunch, we'd appreciate it.
You would trust that?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
As long as it's from a few places. Give us a call. We'll tell you where you have to go.
It is Wednesday.
Yeah.
We got a great show for you today.
We do.
We mentioned yesterday emojis.
Oh,
they're getting additions.
Snap.
Question of the day, maybe? I don't know. What emoji needs to be made?
Well, everybody's going to say the middle finger.
No, that one's coming.
I know.
I want maybe a DeLorean. I just always wanted a DeLorean.
We'll talk about it more when we get back from SoPost.
I don't know, babes. Mabes.
Mabes. Mabes, babes.
All right. Duh. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hello, it's time for traffic.
Hello.
Nothing to report other than construction at I-25 and Paseo. Construction at 25 South between San Antonio and Paseo. And construction at 2nd Street South and Central Avenue. Now that is closed. 2nd Street at Central, but it's due to construction. So don't try to drive down that road because they're building something, and don't be a dummy. Let them build. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus, located at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Osuna.
Phone number is 505-338-3669. I got a bacon burrito with red chili today.
I got a bacon burrito as well.
I'm ready to eat breakfast. I'm going for this whole actually eating breakfast thing.
Proud.
Because I'm hearing that that's actually healthy for you.
Proud.
And it's something I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Wednesday. We're excited. Have you heard from Maximilian?
Nope.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Comics Corner. A lot of new comics coming out today. So we'll be talking, of course, about all the new releases from not just the majors. I actually read two comics from IDW this week. Two!
Dose.
Watch out! So we'll be talking about the big releases from Marvel, from DC Comics, as well as IDW. Yeah, IDW. Independent comic books.
Yes.
We're cool.
We're cool. You guys are cool.
Speaking of cool, you know what? You know what's cool?
No.
Texting with emojis.
Let's hear about it.
Totally cool. This week, I've made a pact to only text with emojis.
Don't text me. They're like a fine wine.
They're obnoxious.
You have to use them correctly and let them ferment over time.
I see, and I just don't think so, because isn't a fine wine like aged and older?
Ferment over time.
And I feel like anyone aged enough doesn't use emoji.
No, that's false, because the thing is, as soon as the age discovers emojis, that's all that they use.
That's true. Am I that person?
I don't
know. Am I that person?
You tell me.
Smiley face. Oh, just kidding. I wouldn't use a smiley face. I'd use that one where it looks like he's smiling through his teeth. That's the one I would use. Oh, no. I already know which one I would use.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. Emojis. Yeah. In July, they are releasing 250 new ones, including a middle finger icon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because nothing says we're progressing as a society like releasing new emojis, including a middle finger one. The new characters are part of an update of Unicode, the standards that regulate how text appears across all platforms. And then, of course, it's up to programmers behind the iOS and Android to adopt the new standards with software updates. I found a list of emojis people are wanting to see.
Okay.
Because we've been absent some, obviously, apparently, highly regarded the number one sign with your finger on that list. Here's some emojis that, at least according to this article, we'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
A rolled up newspaper. A rolled up newspaper to tell your colleagues that the viral video that they just sent you is old news. Huh?
Old news.
Rolled up newspaper. Okay.
Old news.
Linked paper clips. Allegedly an international SOS symbol for help. I'm bored at work and passing the time by linking paper clips at my desk. So we'd like an emoji for that so that you don't have to text.
We need to ask our receptionist if that's true.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's ever done that.
Yeah. A black skull and crossbones? Allegedly an easily understood way to summon pals to a Pirates of the Caribbean marathon on short notice. This is the worst list I've ever read.
That's what I thought. So let's make this list better. Our question of the day is, if you could have any emoji, what would it be? Now remember, the middle finger one's already coming out, so don't say that one.
Yeah, and what would it represent? Because this list is terrible. How about this one, the spider web? The easiest approach to telling your girlfriend that you had a run-in with some strange arachnid and are actually Spider-Man now. This is the stupidest thing.
That is dumb. Why would you tell that to anyone? You need to keep that secret.
And why would you use an emoji to do it? I mean, let's be honest.
Maybe that's how. No. You would use an obscure emoji, and then later in life you could say, I told you! I totally told you. It was right out there in front of your face the whole time.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, wait, you're right. That is what that means, because that makes sense. Mm-hmm. No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Don't reveal your secret identity if you're a new hero.
Trust me,
I know.
All right. Emojis, they're releasing 250 new ones. What do we need? What do we want to see? Do we care? Do you even use emojis? Or do you want to blacklist friends when they use emojis? This is good.
Yes.
All around question of the day.
All around.
How feels you about emojis?
How do you feel about emojis?
505-338-3700.
I do want to point out something before we go. If you comment with your cellular phone on our Facebook and you put in an emoji, it will not show up on our computer.
Yeah.
Remember that. Because the best way to comment on this would be with emojis.
Truth.
But it's not going to work.
There you go.
Sorry.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Are there no shadows where you are? I can see everything is clear. Problems that you try to hide away, pushing me aside.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. It is Wednesday.
My friend Doug has handed me something.
Yeah.
And guys, we've posted a question of the day over yonder at the Facebook.
At the Facebooks!
Despite my warning, someone did comment with an emoji. And remember, we can't see that on our computer. But I'll tell you what, I can see it on my phone.
There you go. Yeah, in case you're just joining us, emojis come in July. 250 new emojis will arrive, including a middle finger.
Hey!
New characters are part of an update of Unicode, the standards that regulate how text appears across platforms, which is interesting because as we're talking about text appearing across platforms, well, if you try and use an emoji on Facebook, it just doesn't work. Question of the day, what do you think of emojis? Do you use them? Do you hate them? Are you a disowner of friends who use emojis?
Mm.
Or what emojis would you like to see? 250 new emojis coming.
Yeah.
So get there, check it out. Chris on Facebook said...
It's a turtle.
Yeah.
I looked it up. It's just a picture of a turtle.
Yeah.
And then another guy commented, Joshua, and says a high-fiving emoji. Which is funny, because the one emoji that people use for pray hands...
Yeah.
That's actually two people high-fiving.
Huh?
Somebody told me that because I thought it was a prayer hand thing, but it's two people high-fiving.
That's funny.
From the side.
There you go.
And there's like the power wave coming out from it or whatever.
Creepy Caleb sent me a emoji text of a face with cow eyes, so I don't know what that means.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. Hey, good news. It is Wednesday, and starting to do something new on Wednesdays to help you.
Help.
Because there's a lot of cool stuff that happens in our community that we don't usually get to talk about. We have a jam-packed show regularly.
That's right.
So we thought we'd help you out. I feel like we need better music.
I don't know. What's going on Wednesday?
Is that good?
That's pretty good for what's going on. What's going on Wednesday?
What's going on Wednesday?
This is pretty good.
All right.
It's got a good feel to
it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you're getting into it in your car. You're like, oh, no, it's kind of nice. It's kind of sunny outside.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a good day. If I knew what was going on, maybe I could have an even better day. Wow.
Oh,
I got so much energy. Yeah. What's going on Wednesday? Let me tell you. You can spend Wednesday afternoons this summer at South Broadway Cultural Center relaxing in the beautiful John Lewis Theater watching some of your favorite movies.
Really?
Yes. Now, I don't think I can actually say which movie's happening this Wednesday, but... It's about when a criminal mastermind uses a trio of orphan girls as pawns for a grand scheme, but he finds that their love is profoundly changing him for the better.
Oh, is that Despicable Me?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say that. But that's happening June 18th.
Uh-huh.
2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and
that's
it's at
cool.
the South Broadway Cultural Center.
Free
so,
movies.
Every Wednesday, free movies.
Okay.
It's all free.
South Broadway Cultural Center, so check that out every Wednesday.
That's right.
That's what's going on Wednesday.
What else? How about an evening of family entertainment? Where, you say, Mateo? I don't want to tell you, but I've got to. There'll be hands-on activities, make-and-take art, and story times happening in all of the museum's galleries.
Okay.
Including the newly opened Christo and Jean-Claude, the Tom Golden Collection.
Okay.
Out in the museum's amphitheater, visitors can dance away the evening with the R&B stylings of Sweet Life with Cena Soul.
Okay.
That's June 19th.
There you go.
5 to 8:30 p.m. That's at the Albuquerque Museum.
There you go.
A couple more things.
There's a lot of stuff going on in Albuquerque. I love it.
There's stuff going on at the ABQ Biopark Botanical Garden and Aquarium. What? What is it?
What is it?
a morning zoo event.
Oh, okay.
Throughout the morning, staff from the aquarium and garden will talk about animals, plants, and upcoming activities. Sometimes they'll even bring along an animal ambassador to see if it can talk, communicate with humans. Show up at 6 a.m. You can stay in the park all day long if you'd like. If you exit after 10 a.m., get your hand stamp for free re-entry until noon.
Okay.
That's June 20th. And again, that's at ABQ Biopark Botanical Garden and Aquarium, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Free.
So we would require you to go, but listen to us in your headphones.
Yes, there you go.
Because you'd want one ear on us and one ear
on the dolphin
for the animal in case it talks.
Yes.
Just in case. And then also this Friday, Steve-O and I are going to be emceeing an event here at Calvary Albuquerque.
That's right.
It's a Challenge Men's Ministry. It's from 4 to 9 p.m., not the morning.
Right.
Because the real challenge with that would be waking up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, and the real challenge for us is going to be staying awake until 9 p.m.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's this Friday here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's, car show.
Yeah, it's the 8th annual Men's Rally and Car Show. Turning up the heat, filling the street with cool cars, music, fun, and fellowship. Bring your son, your dad, your buddy, co-worker to Calvary Albuquerque, and maybe issue a complaint because they originally were going to get House of Heroes to play this thing and decided not to because the quote-unquote vision changed. But that's fine. One person they did get to come is Victor Marks, the founder and president of All Things Possible. This guy, he's a former U.S. Marine. He holds the record for disarming an assailant holding a gun. 0.08 seconds?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's faster than the Flash. That's faster than a speeding bullet.
That's pretty fast.
It can jump over locomotives that are flying over cities. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy in itself. Anyway, car show kicks off 4 p.m., food, live music, and admission is free. And don't forget, Steve-O and I will be there emceeing it.
Pretty excited about that.
And it looks like United Blood Services will also be on campus for a blood drive from 3 to 7 p.m. Make a difference with this opportunity to save some lives.
There you go. What's going on Wednesday? We will do this every Wednesday. Just tell you what's going on in your community, as long as you live in Albuquerque, that is.
Yeah, because so, this is an Albuquerque thing.
There you go. Well, you know, it's where we live.
Exclusive to the ABQ area. That's what What's Going On Wednesdays is.
That's because that's where we're at. However, if you're listening from somewhere else in the nation and you've got something free going on, email it to us, studio at mystaticradio.com, and we'll announce it for What's Going On Wednesday.
Hey!
So there you go. Just some rad things going on. Free admission to the zoo and biopark this Friday from 6 to 10 a.m., which is pretty great. Because, man, last time it cost like 25 or 30 bucks for me to take my family.
Really?
Yeah, but unfortunately I'll be doing the morning show between those hours, so there's no way I can get my family in for free at that
time. That kind of stinks.
But you can, so there you go. Check it out, enjoy it, and then Friday night, Men's Rally, right here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do they do story time at the library?
I'm sure they do.
Because when I was a kid, during the summer times, once a week, my mom would take me and my sisters to story time at the Lee County Library in Tupelo, Mississippi. And it was awesome. I loved it so much, and I looked forward to it every day. And so I wonder, every day. And then every week we got to go one time. And then I'm running around checking out, have I read this book about dinosaurs? Yes, but I'm going to read it again. So I was getting books left and right. It was cool. I loved going to the library.
There you go.
And, of course, it's the library.
Right, so exactly.
It's free.
We just started this today, so we'll be doing it every single week. What's Going On Wednesday? And, of course, it will grow and grow and grow. So, again, get your free events in. Studio at mystaticradio.com.
Aha!
Quick peek at traffic.
Okay.
It is 7:45.
Okay!
Yep.
Loading. Refreshing. It looks like we've got not a lot going on, which is good and bad. Good for you because no catastrophes. Bad for me because it means I'm reading the same old thing over and over. Construction I-25 in Paseo. Construction between San Antonio and Paseo along I-25. And also we have construction 2nd Street North at Central Avenue. That road is closed. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by this random phone call.
Hey, hey.
Static.
Hey. Had a comment on emojis, which wasn't anything I've ever heard of.
Okay.
I'm too old. So my husband says, after you ask, how does that make you feel? You know, emojis. How do you feel about that? He says, oh, emotional.
Oh, man. Your husband.
That's good.
Yeah.
He should have a career in radio.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't call nearly enough.
He needs to.
We get to laugh together.
Good, yeah. I like that. That's good. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Thanks.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Question of the day. How do emojis make you feel?
Emotional. It makes
emotional.
Sense. It's a good call.
Really good.
It was a good call.
Really good. Speaking of awesome things going on this summer, we got details for a concert coming up Monday, July 14th right here. So we'll take a quick break. You get to check out all this information. Coming back, Comics Corner!
Ah!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble.
Let's take a quick look at traffic before we dive into our morning. Because it looks like some stuff's going on. We have an accident reported. I-40 East at Rio Grande Boulevard. That's exit 157. Off of I-40 East, there's an accident reported. Also, construction 2nd Street South at Central is closed. And we have the construction at I-25 in Paseo that's really starting to stack up. As well as construction, roadway reduced to one lane, I-25 South between San Antonio and Paseo del Norte. That is your look at traffic, man.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Favorite segment of the week?
Yeah!
All right, let's do it.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because they're really, really cool and I really, really need them. And I can't afford them. We can review them and that's why it comes.
Comics Corner!
Let's do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yep! Welcome to Comics Corner. Steve O'Matteo.
Hello, sirs and madams.
Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800. You know, I need to find out how many years in a row now they've been voted Albuquerque's number one comic shop.
Yes, we do.
That's crazy.
Yep.
So big shout out to them and thanks to Astro Zombies for supporting us and making sure Comics Corner goes on week in and week out. We got a lot to get to. Including a brand new trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, it's so new, we haven't even watched it yet. But Daniel watched it and said it's cool.
It says it's serious.
Oh, serious. He's serious. Very, very serious.
Movie news going on. Lots going on. In fact, one big piece of movie news, Lex Luthor's hairstyle.
Oh! Tell them about it, Steven.
Well, Batman versus Superman is currently being made.
It is.
And some information pertaining to the hairstyle that Jesse Eisenberg will have for Lex Luthor and Batman v Superman. Now, for those of you who don't know, because we've mentioned this before, Jesse Eisenberg, he played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network. Mm-hmm. He was in Zombieland. What else has he been in?
He was in
30 Minutes or Less.
What's the one? Adventureland.
Yeah.
He was in that movie about magicians that came out last year that I actually watched and enjoyed.
Yeah.
Now You See Me.
Man.
Yeah, so it's not his traditional curly cut that he's got. It's like blonde hair. I think they're gearing him up to kind of be like Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, they say his hair is a bit longer, kind of loose and wavy, dirty blonde. According to this article, anyways, he's got spastic mannerisms, like a 20-something that pounds energy drinks all day, end quote. That one from Batman News.
I'm interested in that. That's definitely a different take on Lex Luthor, who we know, I mean, Kevin Spacey nailed, like...
He did!
The Lex Luthor, the iconic Lex Luthor, he nailed it. Before him, Gene Hackman.
Yeah, oh man.
You know?
Yeah. The thing I'm really excited about with this, at least casting-wise, is the fact that they didn't go for the look. Because normally people go, we need to find somebody who looks the part. Yes. Looks exactly like. Instead, they just found incredible actors who could fill the role and maybe make it their own. Because Kevin Spacey looked like Lex Luthor. But I wasn't super stoked on Batman. I mean, on Superman Returns in general, because the story was so just bleh.
It was weird.
That it was kind of a waste of Kevin Spacey. Because he looked great.
Guess what he's going to do? He's going to build an island with crystals.
What?
That's right. That's the greatest power is land, mass, money.
So does Superman get to fight anybody?
He fights the island.
Okay.
He picks that Joker up and throws it or something.
Yeah. In other comic book movie news, our great bud John Heater, who played Napoleon Dynamite, said he was interested in taking on the role of Arthur Curry, a.k.a. Aquaman. He said, quote, "I would totally love to play Aquaman, especially if they wanted me for the role and thought I had a good enough body. No, seriously, I love the superhero genre. Very interested in doing a big-budget studio version." And then we started talking about it, and Jason Momoa, who has been rumored for the part, it's all but official at this point, I think has maybe a little something to do with John Heater.
And, a little bit. Little bit.
Again, they found a dude that could probably fill the part, but doesn't necessarily look like your typical Aquaman blonde hair, blue-eyed dude.
Yes, I think he's going to be good, though.
If it's official.
A lot of people are kind of weird about Gal Gadot or whatever getting
The girl from Fast and the Furious franchise.
Right.
Playing the part of Wonder Woman. So basically, Batman v Superman is
the dumbest setup, title of a movie ever.
Set up for the Justice League. In fact, it's called Dawn of Justice, I think, for a reason.
That's what they should have just called it.
Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
But I appreciate what they're doing. This isn't really a Superman sequel. At first, it was supposed to be, but it's not. It's going to be just a setup movie. So, it's not really a Superman sequel. We're going into the universe more, which I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But that's the dumbest name for Batman v Superman. It's not even Versus. It's Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Lame. Just call it Dawn of Justice and shut up. That's what I say.
So there you go. That's what's on the horizon, if you will. Possibly not on the horizon as much.
What?
One of our favorites.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Spider-Man 3. Rumored to have been pushed back.
Yes.
Just rumored right now. It's not official, is it?
I don't think it's official.
Yeah, still rumored.
A bunch of people reported it.
Amazing Spider-Man 3, they were...
It was supposed to be 2016. Pre-production,
and now it's sounding like they're pushing it to 2017 because they're also doing a Sinister Six film.
And they got to get their crap together.
Ugh.
What? Okay, Secret Hope. Are you ready for this? Secret Hope. The reason they're having to push it back is because Max Landis was not lying.
And they really are going to try and fit Spider-Man into the Marvel Universe.
That's my hope. Because at this point, I think they need hope. Originally, and you know, I've talked about it. Yeah. I don't want Spider-Man at Marvel. But with this latest movie, I was like, maybe they should.
Yeah.
That might be the only way to take it, where it's not franchise exhausting.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
I wonder.
Pushing Amazing Spider-Man 3 back a year, possibly. It's still just rumored, but as far as we all know. It starts as a rumor on a rad comic book site, and then, you know...
And then it's like, wait a second, dude.
Yeah.
But there's so much money involved in comic book movies now. I mean, Guardians is probably going to be great. And now even Ant-Man has a director. Now, we'll never get to see the Edgar Wright version of Ant-Man, which is a shame.
Yeah, Edgar Wright, director of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz.
But we still have most of he and Joe Cornish's script.
Yeah.
And it's going to be kind of a different thing. I'm stoked about it because I'd rather them have a... director that's willing to play the game a little bit, because I want it to fit into the Marvel universe. I want it to make sense, because I want that whole thing to continue and progress and keep getting better and better, which it's proven to be doing.
Yeah.
Captain America 2 stepped up everything. It was like, whoa, you know. And now we have Guardians, which every time they put something new out about it, it's like, oh man, this could be really cool.
Yeah.
Now it could be really cooler. I'm excited about movies.
Speaking of Marvel and the Guardians of the Galaxy, you want to get to comic books?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to start differently? Do you want to start with Marvel?
Sure.
Where do you want to start?
Okay. Start with Marvel. This week we had four big releases that we are reviewing for Marvel. Of course, there are many more.
Yeah.
But the ones that we got, I'll start with Daredevil. I'm really enjoying this comic book, and I still don't really know why I care about it so much, but I do. It's very well written, and the story is just moving along at a fantastic pace. It's not confusing, it's easy to keep up with, and the art is great, and the story is great, and so it's a good comic book to read. And it's only at number 4.
I love that you're reading Daredevil.
Daredevil.
It's pretty cool.
He's blind. And the series is coming up on Netflix, which will tie into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I kind of hope they approach the character like they are from the comics, because he's out on the West Coast, and he's in this new environment.
I feel like that's why they're kind of rebooting everything, because they realize right now the writing for the comics are really stepping up,
mm-hmm.
and realize what they have there, and then kind of tying that into the films.
That's cool with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Also, Avengers World number 8 released, and it's another look at a certain character, this one kind of being Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
Jessica Drew.
You know what sucks? I've been a huge fan of Avengers World, and this one was the first one that I was like, okay, this is still good. I still definitely enjoy Avengers World, but for 8 issues now, they've been focusing on Avenger, like a solo standalone Avenger, really, in the midst of all the Avengers fighting. But now that they've stretched it out so far to 8 issues, I'm having a hard time remembering what everyone else has been doing in this ginormous battle where there's a bunch of Avengers.
You have to read the pickup part at the beginning.
I know, but
it shows where they're at, because something crazy went down and a team got sent into it, and then even crazier stuff started happening, and it turns out it's this lady named Morgan Le Fay, who's like a sorceress, and she's kind of behind craziness. But we get a look into the one Avenger, Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
You're like, Spider-Woman? There's a Spider-Woman? You need to read Avengers World.
Yeah.
I really don't know a lot about her origin other than she's kind of like a secret agent.
Everything
sort of.
I know about her pertains to the Ultimate Universe. So
yes.
Right on.
And that's drastically different.
Totally different. So no clue. But it was still, I mean, a bad Avengers World book is still a really good Avengers World book.
It's still a really good comic book. I didn't think it was bad. It's just kind of playing catch up.
Yeah.
Which sometimes you just want mustard. Am I right? Also, continuing with the Avengers thing, yeah. Avengers number 31 is a direct tie-in to Original Sin, and we get this crazy look into a future because they're hopping around, Captain America's messing with the time gem,
yeah.
and it blew up, and then they get transported, this time, like 400 and something years in the future. So we're going nuts.
I haven't had a chance to read it yet, so I'm really looking forward
boom,
to this.
At the end of the last issue, the time bomb, the time gem blew up, and they were like, way forward in the
50
future.
50 years!
Now it's even more so.
Okay.
And we find out that there has been another Age of Ultron.
What?!
That's right. And it's craziness.
I love when they do stuff
it's
like
craziness.
That.
You need to read this one.
All right. I absolutely will.
And you just need to read it.
Okay.
No spoilers. You
All
need
right.
to read it.
Avengers 31, Hickman. He's doing such a great job. Such a great job right now. So, fan of that. Also, Jason Aaron, who is just knocking it out of the park.
And probably my favorite book this week, which is awesome because it's a huge crossover, and usually those aren't the favorites.
Yeah, usually those kind of suck because they're trying to pull in way too many characters, trying to do way too much. And so far, they've just been focusing on a pretty solid, 12 to 15 cast members, if you will, in the Marvel Universe. But Original Sin has been absolutely excellent. For those that are reading along, we're going to minorly spoil and majorly spoil last issue. So if you're not caught up and you don't want to know, this is your chance to tune out. Right now, tune out.
Tune out.
Tune out.
Tune out.
So at the end of last issue, Bucky, who is
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, who is Captain America's sidekick, who is the man.
The man.
You know, issue ended, and he kind of chopped the head off of Nick Fury and killed Nick Fury.
Decapitated that dude's head.
Straight up, like David and Goliath style, and then wore his head on his belt.
Yep.
Like,
and he also, like,
Israel to see.
Left Moon Knight and Gamora.
Yeah.
Just left them hanging out in space.
Green chick from Guardians.
Stole their ship.
Yeah.
And just left. So they're kind of like, wait! But they catch up to him in this issue. And
you get some answers.
You get a lot of answers. And this is great because you get answers, but then it's like, what?
Yeah.
More
and the
mystery.
Answers just lead to more mystery. So I think that's what I loved so much about Original Sin is it just keeps going at this roller coaster fast paced rate.
Yes.
That you get these crazy questions. Very next issue, you're getting answers, but that leads to more crazy questions.
Yes, it's very well written.
I don't like crossovers where it's drug out 12 issues and it takes multiple issues to figure stuff out.
And then
you don't
know
what's
going on. That's it?
Yeah.
With the conclusion.
Jason Aaron has done an incredible job, and Mike Diodato on the art, fantastic. So, Original Sin, if you're not sold yet on this crossover event and you're a Marvel person, it's for Marvel people.
Number four, man. Number four is really good.
Also in the Marvel releases this week, all new X-Factor Volume 1. So if you hadn't picked that up but wanted to kind of collect it, the first six issues now available in trade. Boom. And Avengers World. Number 8 came out, first trade came out this week.
Yes, we highly recommend that.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a good
trade,
that would be the one I would say go for it. Because it's so well written, and the art's great in all of the issues. That's a good one.
Other releases this week include X-Men 15, Wolverine and the X-Men, Ultimate Fantastic Four number 3 released this week, some Uncanny X-Men released this week. A lot of stuff for Marvelites. Nova 18, which was an Original Sin tie-in, and a huge...
huge revelation.
Huge revelation there. So some good stuff going on there. Image had an interesting release this week didn't get a chance to read. Gerard Way has been tweeting about this book for some time now. It's called Wicked and the Divine, and I really want to see what this book is about.
Okay.
Because Gerard Way, frontman of My Chemical Romance, he is also a comic writer as well, has been tweeting about this issue, and today tweeted that it's, you know, finally time for this issue to be released. It's called The Wicked and the Divine, from Image Comics. Kieran Gillen, who did a fantastic run on Thor.
Yes.
Great writer. This is his new book. The synopsis says, every 90 years, 12 gods incarnate as teenagers. They're loved, they're hated. In 2 years, they're dead.
Whoa!
So that's the idea behind it. It's basically gods as pop stars. They're here and they're gone, and what happens with them.
Cray.
Yeah. So interesting stuff there with Image. Moving on to IDW. Couple releases this week from IDW, and I love that we're getting to do more and more, not just Marvel and DC, but multiple comic publishers. One that I figured you would love, that I feel like you need to read.
Bring it on.
Maybe. I don't know. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they have a limited 4-issue little mini-series. It's called Turtles in Time. Sadly, has nothing to do with the amazing arcade game that we played when we were kids.
I don't like this art.
I was just about to say, the story's pretty cool. The art makes me feel like I'm reading a comic book.
That's
or
the coolest
manga.
Picture in the whole book.
Yeah.
Right there. Because
or
of
like
the
Pokemon.
Shadows. Yes, it looks like a cartoon.
Yeah. So I did a disservice to myself because I read that one second of the Turtles books that released this week. And the art is very kid-like. I feel like Jack and Luke are going to go nuts on this.
It's not bad. It's just not... It's not up to snuff with the regular series.
It's definitely kid-friendly. Ninja Turtles, they boom. All of a sudden, they're in the land of dinosaurs. They're fighting dinosaurs. And then Krang and the crazy Utron people show up. And they're like, all right, now we got to fight aliens. Wait, zap. And then they're zapped into another place. So I don't know what's going on with it. It's
it
a little
like
mini.
The next place they get zapped into is
feudal Japan.
Ninja Turtles 3. Do you remember that?
Of course I do.
That's where they went.
I know.
Feudal Japan.
Wasn't that called Turtles in Time also?
Yes.
Or was... Okay.
I wonder if it's going to...
I preferred the video game.
Oh, the video game with the hoverboards.
Yeah.
Turtles ripping in Time. Everybody off.
So, yeah, they did this mini, and it was like tugging on heartstrings of people who grew up with Ninja Turtles. Turtles in Time. Meh. If you are a Ninja Turtles fan, however, I've got to say, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 35 released this week, and the cover is showcasing Slash.
Oh!
Yes, Slash from childhood taking on Michelangelo.
Whoa.
And you're like, what? Because in the comic right now, Slash isn't necessarily a bad guy. He's just kind of this dumb oaf. And some crazy stuff happens in here where the mutated people, like the Ninja Turtles, there's a character named Old Hob. He's a cat with an eye patch, kind of like a Nick Fury character.
Kind of like Beans.
Slash, yes, kind of like Beans.
Kind of like Beans.
There are these mutated creatures, and then you've got Shredder, and then you've also got the Baxter Stockman people, and everything going on with this with the scientists.
Scientists.
So it's scientists and Shredder and the Foot and everybody against all the mutated people. And they're like, dude, we need to build an army. We need to do something. What will do that? And what was interesting is the salvation of the mutated people is blood.
Oh.
I thought it was a really interesting parallel. Interesting. So there's this really interesting parallel. So they're hoping that Splinter, Master Splinter's blood would be the savior for them. So it was kind of cool to see this like father slash godlike figure for them. You know,
I will be your father figure.
Their leader, their hero, their mentor, the dude that they follow to death.
Dude.
Their Christ, if you will.
Yes.
His blood could potentially save them. Because he's got this perfected, you know, it's this different, really interesting stuff in Ninja Turtles.
Messiah story going on.
I don't want to ruin too much because it's really cool what's happening. I'm a huge fan of Eastman, the writer for Ninja Turtles right now, because they've taken everything from childhood and said, hey man, let's make really cool comic books that are accessible for kids and yet tug at your childhood heartstrings from when you were a kid, and the artwork is some of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, that looks
great. Ever, ever, ever. And that's inside as well.
Good.
The guy who did the cover actually did the art for the issue, and
that's always good. Always.
So that actually is my pick of the week, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 35.
Let's move on to DC a little bit.
Yeah, DC, there's a lot of Batman going on right now.
And let me tell you about Batman real quick.
Yeah.
Because I just tried to read Batman Eternal, and I hated it. I stopped reading.
Yep.
Because I can't stand whoever that artist is. That's not my style. Not
People
at all.
Either love him or hate him. His name is Ray Fox, and he actually did the artwork.
Not for me.
Or, I'm sorry, Ian Bertram. Ray Fox was a consulting writer slash artist, and he did the artwork for Batman Incorporated.
Okay.
And I, in turn, was like, dude, what is up with this art? Because they look like weird anime people with ginormous eyes.
Yeah, not for me. Not for me. So, it looks like Tim Burton made an anime movie.
Yeah, so I got through it. The story's all right. But again, it's a weekly, and so this one follows the adventures of Batgirl.
Yeah, it picks up where she... Because she's out, I mean...
Overseas.
Yeah, she's avenging her dad's, like... Her dad's in jail for something that she knows he didn't do.
Yeah, for murder.
Because she's the daughter.
Yeah. So, Batgirl, Jim Gordon's daughter, Barbara Gordon, she's like... trying to find out who did this, and to her, nobody else is trying hard enough, not Batman, not anyone, because this is my father and nobody cares like I do. So she's running herself ragged, and the best part about this was when it ended.
Yes.
Because the art just wasn't for me. The story was good, but the ending was really where it was at, because Batgirl finally meets up with another character, and it's like this preparation for what's to come with Batman Eternal, which got me excited for future, but this issue I was kind of like, okay.
The art threw me off so hard I quit reading it straight up. Yeah. That doesn't happen a lot. Usually I try to power through. Couldn't do it.
On the flip side, Patrick Gleason, who I think is a fantastic artist, he and Peter Tomasi have always teamed. They did a ginormous run on Green Lantern Corps, and now they're doing the artwork on
that looks good.
Batman and Ra's al Ghul, which it's been Batman and somebody different every month. He's been teaming up trying to find his son Damian, because Damian died and somebody stole his body and they got to find him. Well, this is the conclusion. It gets there. You get lots of answers and way more questions than answers in the end. So,
yay!
All in all, it was a decent issue. I'm still thankful that DC's comics are only $2.99 instead of $3.99 like everybody else, because then I feel less terrible for spending money on these, because honestly, DC was okay this week. My big pick, IDW, and then, of course, Marvel with Original Sin. Those were, like, the big dogs.
Yeah. Guys, check it out. Original Sin is an example of a great crossover so far. And we are about midway through. It's issue 4 of 8. And so we've yet to see if the conclusion's going to be great. But I think it's going to be.
But considering this thing just started.
Yeah. And again, speaking of number fours, if you're looking for a new series to start and you want a well-written, well-paced, simple series to tag along with, go check out Daredevil.
Yeah.
It impresses me more and more every issue.
That's pretty cool. And I was glad that there were some good trades coming out this week. We don't normally cover trade paperbacks, but if you're not a collector, if you don't care about issue to issue, but you do enjoy stories, that's always our recommendation. Mm-hmm. Go get a trade. Go get a graphic novel. It usually collects 6 issues to 8 issues at a time for the series. And it can either catch you up quickly or... it'll keep your attention and you'll actually get through a series.
It makes it a little easier to especially it some does, of these man. Writers like Jonathan Hickman, mm-hmm. Grant Morrison. Who wrote Watchmen?
Snyder, movies? Scott Snyder.
Scott Snyder.
Oh, you're thinking of Alan Moore.
Alan Moore. Yeah. I mean the more heady writers.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to pick up a trade paperback where they're all collected and just read through.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times when you're just collecting comic by comic, the plot lines.
Because all of a sudden it's like, remember that one sentence I said 4 months
That's
ago?
That's kind of what happened with Avengers World
like,
this
what?
Week.
What? Yeah.
Because we've been playing. The single game with each character, but then now it's like, oh yeah, but you know all this is still going on, right?
Gosh.
It's like, wait, what's going on? What's happening?
Know. You've been focused on one dude. I don't know. There you go.
That's your look at comic books this week. If you have a comic that you think we should cover, you should tell us about it. You can email us at studio@mystaticradio.com and put Comics Corner in the subject line, and we'll think about it. We probably won't do it, but we'll think about it.
Want to remind everybody, coming up Monday, July 14th, we're a little less than a month out, and tickets are going very quickly. Lobo Theater, Run River North, playing a show here. You do not want to miss out on this show. It's going to be absolutely incredible! I'm really excited for this show to come.
I know, and I am excited too, and I want everybody to be there and quit being lame.
Yeah, band discovered by a friend of the show, Steven Christian.
Yay!
He found these guys and took them out on tour for their first acoustic tour, and now they're, you know, coming off of a tour with the Goo Goo Dolls. They just did VH1 Buzz Week, and they're gearing up for a headlining tour this summer.
Woo!
Which was driving through Albuquerque. They're friends of the station and said, hey! How can we help you guys? And we're like, can we have,
please,
you guys want to play a show?
Please, please.
We'll make it a cheap ticket, but all the proceeds benefit Static Radio. Would that be cool? Totally cool. All right. Tickets are only $5.
$5.
Get them because this show absolutely will sell out. Lobo Theater, if you've never enjoyed a show there, oldest theater on Route 66, limited seating. So make sure you grab a ticket now. MyStaticRadio.com. For the super awesomeness that is.
Let's
Run
show them
North.
A good time, people.
Yeah.
Get your tickets now so that they know it's going to be a good one.
I like that. All right. Well, I almost feel like we need to hit the Journey music because coming up around the corner, we've got Shock Therapy Live and then we out.
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy? How does the day go by so quickly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably because we're having so much fun.
Oh, totes.
Or because we're so tired.
That's probably it,
We
actually.
Can't remember
yeah,
anything.
That's good.
I blacked
that's
out
good.
From 3 hours there.
Yeah.
It's cool. Doug? He's gone.
Well, that's it for us. If you missed any part of the morning show, you can check out the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings as I set up next. It is a best of Shock Therapy.
Rah!
Pastor Nate Heitzig and us two morons.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
An older one.
Hey, I liked What's Going On Wednesday. If you missed that, check out the podcast. If you got something going on in the community that's free, let us know. We'll shout it out for you. studio@mystaticradio.com.
Woo!
We'll see you guys again mañana for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
We fooled y'all.
Remember that one time we're like, we done? Then we're like, just kidding.
Just kidding, we ain't done. It's because of our own forgetfulness.
You know, Wednesdays, who needs it?
Who needs Wednesdays? I'll tell you who needs them. Traffic.
Yep.
That didn't make sense.
Camels?
We have construction I-25 in Paseo. Also construction, the roadway is reduced to one lane I-25 south between San Antonio Drive. That's exit 231 and Paseo del Norte. Also, we have a road closed due to construction, 2nd Street North at Central Avenue. That's your look at traffic, y'all.
Traffic brought to you by headphones that aren't plugged in.
Yeah. Oh, man, you got to plug them in when you're a guest. We have a guest in studio.
Well, we're supposed to plug him in ourselves, I guess, or something. In studio, former frontman of Nickelback.
Yeah.
And,
how you doing, Chad?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. But you just...
No,
you just,
not really.
Oh, man.
No,
I was hoping we'd go with that. I wanted to ask you Avril Lavigne questions. What was it? Was she a good kisser?
Ugh.
Is she funny looking, or is it just me? She's kind of funny looking.
They're both Canadian.
I know.
He's not gonna,
I know.
He's
what
not
that
gonna
mean?
Answer.
He's all not Canadians answer. Are funny looking.
Yeah.
Did you see South Park? Their
Have
mouths
you seen
like
them?
Move off of their pants.
Hey, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
We've done this.
So, you know. In studio, David Myers.
Good morning. Thanks good morning, for having
sir. Me. It's good to have
it's you. It's finally good to be here.
Right?
What the heck?
I know. So you lived here.
I've
you
been on
moved,
every other morning show in the city.
Came back. I know.
There
thanks,
aren't other
bro.
Morning shows. That's no. I refuse to not live in a state of denial.
Yeah.
Those other guys at the edge, those are just friends of friends.
That's right.
They don't have a morning show.
No, I refuse to believe that. Yesterday we were hanging out at Warped Tour and Ricky and Clay Guida walked up.
That was fun.
And Ricky, general manager of Jackson's Clay Guida Fighter. UFC fighter, and we're talking, and you know, Ricky's like, yeah, these guys have a morning show too, and I'm like, yeah, we're the better morning show, Clay, you should listen to us. He's like, okay, cool, man, where, when is it? I'm like, 6 to 10, 88.3, and he goes, AM?
Ouch.
Like, cool, yeah. man.
Yeah. I said, they gave us the AM because we're so humble.
Yeah.
That's it was hilarious. A good. It was a good radio burn, though, because I think AM.
And I don't think he meant it
no.
as a burn. I think he was being.
He's being
sincere.
Serious.
But then all the radio, like, all the radio guys are sitting there going,
"Oh, in your face!"
It was
yeah.
great.
That's but then awesome. You have all the media people going, "Look at the radio kids having a fight. That's cute."
Yeah. It was great. So I got to spend some time with Dexter yesterday, and
good old Dex.
Dex is cool.
Enjoyed the
man.
Warped Tour, and or at least the bands that were not terrible. So I don't know what's going on. There's this rash of crap, and it's popular.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
So
it's running rampant.
I want to give a special thanks to Dex and Buck and Baxter because when the weather got crazy, mm-hmm. they let me and Doug come in and hang out in their
that was
little
awesome.
House.
Yeah,
and that was really nice of them.
I heard that was for like. 20 minutes, but everyone was freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It was funny, man.
The Warped Tour people shut it down. Pew!
Yeah.
Really?
Shut everything
down. It's because where that theater is, you're overlooking the city.
Right.
And you could just see this giant cloud coming straight
yep.
for us. And
cloud
they started,
of death.
They started yeah. freaking out. The wind picked up, and then it started raining.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, and giant lightning. And they were like, no. And then literally 5 minutes later... It had all stopped and gone away.
Yeah, I was the lazy kid who had been spending the day with the Amberlin and Yellow Card guys, and we were in the bus, and finally I'm like, we really need to go out there. Amberlin's about to play. We should go out there. You know, so we're walking down there, and we're at the, like, Warped Tour VIP table, you know, picking up tickets,
yeah.
and the lady just starts yelling at me. Like, I can't focus on what you're trying to say to me. I don't know if you see what's going on around you. You need to take shelter. You need to get those kids and take shelter. I'm not even exaggerating.
Wow.
That's what she told me. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I grabbed him and we walked back to Amberlin's bus. And they're like, I thought you were going to watch a show. And I'm like, they just stopped the show and told me to take shelter. So,
but everything was fine after that,
but
right?
everything was fine. Like, seriously, 5 minutes later, I was like, and we're back on. Okay, you guys got to get in the golf cart. We got to get you guys down to the stage because you're going on in 5 minutes.
Nice. I think a few bands had, like, Less Than Jake had to cut their set short. And I think a few bands had to do, they only could do a couple songs. But
yeah.
that was it. And
yeah.
then Saves the Day played on after it all happened, and they had a couple less songs, which
yeah.
kind of sucked.
Yeah, Amberlin, they went on a minute or two late,
mm-hmm.
So they cut one.
But guys, when Amberlin comes back through this fall, don't miss it, because number one, it'll be the final show
yeah.
of their career in Albuquerque. Also, they sound better than they've ever sounded. Literally, it's awesome.
Yeah. Which makes me so excited.
Yeah.
yeah. So that's coming in October. He announced it yesterday at
Woo!
Warped Tour.
Woo!
Coming back in October. Now.
So is this a surprise?
What?
Because I thought that Warped Tour was part of their farewell.
That's what everybody thought.
That's what everybody okay. thought.
So then when he said, no, we're coming back for everybody, like the whole crowd went, ah!
Yeah,
sweet.
They're doing one last run, you know, their favorite cities, if you will, and their final show is going to be right before Thanksgiving. So,
sweet.
November, that's it. I mean,
dang.
That's that, and they're packing it up. We were talking to the guys yesterday about the future and what it holds and what they're going to be doing, new band projects for some of the guys, and new adventures and jobs, and really excited
and
for
life.
A couple of those adventures there, because you never know where they may lead.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about what's going on with
cool things.
The guys in Amberlin.
Family
so,
time.
But let's talk about what's going on with you. We're talking music, and you, musical genius that you are.
Yeah, right.
You are a musical guru, if you will. You helped write such hits as My Sacrifice,
Photograph.
Higher, photograph.
How did we get that stigma? We do not sound like Creed. Only because Jesse loves Creed.
Only because your brother loves Creed. And more importantly, what's his name? Mark Tremonti?
Mark Tremonti.
And he had the like skinny jeans with the right leg up on
the monitor.
In the exact Tremonti pose.
Yep. Tremonti pose.
You gotta admit that Jesse
ruined it for us.
He did. He wanted to be
Mark
Tremonti.
We would probably still be a band.
You really would. A successful one,
if it wasn't for Jesse
Tremonti.
It's because Jesse Tremonti liked him so much, and then you got all the Nickelback or Creed fans showing up going, man, they don't sound like Creed. What is this? And then you have all the other people going, they sound like Creed? What is that?
So sadly, I mean, you
thanks,
guys,
Jesse.
You guys didn't sound exactly like, here, for those who don't remember Old Man Shattered, let's check it out. This sounds kind of like Creed, but it was a little different.
Yeah, I would drink before, you know, singing these songs. So.
Right, yeah.
To get that rap.
Turpentine.
Smoke.
What would you drink?
Turpentine. That's what I'm saying. He'd drink turpentine.
I'd smoke a pack a day and then drink turpentine.
Yeah. Y'all can't drugs on this. Y'all can't drugs.
That sounds a little like Creed, but
just a smidge.
I still miss your band, man. One M, two, yeah. Come on, Dave. One M.
Jesse is in heaven right now.
He probably is. Okay, sorry.
He's like the good old days.
He really is. So I'm still sorry.
You need to apologize to everybody.
Sorry for your loss on that, man.
Thank you.
Sorry. But he is in heaven.
I've mourned. So.
Hey. Question.
I moved on.
How can we never have a serious moment?
When
together?
When I first met,
you guys are jerks.
No, when Waverly met Old Man Shattered, Jesse played drums, right?
Yeah,
and then he moved to guitar.
Correct.
Okay,
which is hilarious because I was like, mistake, bro. He's a wicked good drummer.
And then
this is stupid. You guys are holy crap. He's an incredible guitar player.
He's way better.
How come nobody ever said that?
Jesse is the greatest musician I've ever
ridiculous.
Met.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
He can do everything. I was so mad. Yeah. Yeah. That dude's incredible.
But what's ironic is he's that good.
Yeah.
But he ruined the band.
Stigmas, man. Once stigmas get attached to you.
Oh, he's totally not listening, so I can say this.
Yes, he is. He's listening, and he's channeling his anger into another instrumental album.
You know what Jesse did? He did something awesome for a band called Spoken, who had, man, been around and around and around and around, and were putting out a new record, because I truly believe that record that he was a part of
Phenomenal.
Was their best.
Phenomenal.
Like, that record was fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, good job, Jesse.
Good job.
You do good things. You're doing good things. Let's talk about the show. Let's talk about what's coming up in Albuquerque. It is Wednesday. We do something called What's Going On
what's
Wednesday.
Going on?
And so, we wanted to talk about what's going on in our community with you, buddy.
Oh, I like this music.
I know you do. You love Bublé.
I do.
It tells us
hey, you know he follows
on?
Me on Twitter?
He follows him on Twitter.
Michael Bublé follows me on Twitter.
He follows like 200 people.
That's awesome.
And he's one of them.
So what happened?
How did that happen?
Yeah.
We're never going to get to your show because we're just going to keep talking about... Okay, how did Bublé start following you?
He was doing something last Christmas about, all right, tweet something or another... about the 16 days of Michael Bublé Christmas or something. Something weird. And I just went crazy. And I started tweeting probably 100 tweets.
Oh my gosh!
And it says, and he'll pick one random follower or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'll follow you.
Oh my gosh.
And I was walking upstairs, and I'm just tweeting stupid
stuff. You remember where you were.
This I remember amazing. Exactly where
this
I was.
This is amazing.
I'm walking upstairs, and my phone buzzes. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Notification. You have a notification on Twitter. So I open Twitter, and I read it, and it's like, you are now followed by Michael Bublé. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
I'm like, Nicole! And I ran down the stairs, and I'm like, look! And she's freaking out.
The
oh my
pinnacle
gosh. It
of
was
your
the
life.
Greatest day of my life.
That's
even
amazing.
Better than the day I married my wife.
And all of the good. Children that she has since birthed.
Absolutely.
Better
way
than
better
all
than
all of those
all
days.
That. Yep.
Wow.
It's Michael Bublé, people.
Right, right. Bublé.
You, okay, so Justin Bieber's name is the Biebs, but you can't.
The Bubs.
Okay, because I thought it was the Boobs. And you can't say that because it's really confusing.
Truly.
And people look at you and you're not supposed to say stuff like
right.
that. You're supposed to be an example. And then I'm just like, I like Michael Bublé. I like him.
It's
I
the
like
Bubs.
His music.
Are you really? You're a fan.
I love Michael
you
Bublé.
You are a fan. Well, this is perfect because
I sang Michael
the
Bublé
theme
at karaoke.
This is really the theme song for What's Going On Wednesday. It's Michael Bublé. So,
all right.
Tell us what's going on.
Cool. Well, I am a writer,
yes.
The assistant director, and also the host of a brand new reality-based show being shot here in Albuquerque.
Yeah!
This is like the new Hollywood.
Yeah!
I know, right?
Isn't that cool? It's called The Producer, and it's super cool twist on the whole singer genre, American Idol, The Voice type thing.
Yeah.
With those shows, we see, you know, a polished person sing their song, and we all vote, and we love it, and it's great. And we're not bashing on those types of shows, but what's different about ours is we get to see, you know, okay, so going on American Idol, going on The Voice, that's like winning the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably not going to happen.
And the crazier thing about that is, you know, when you see the people, like The Voice especially, because I watch The Voice, it's usually like, this person has spent their entire life being a backup singer for Michael Jackson.
Right. Yes.
Help them make it big. And I'm like, help them make it big? They were the backup singer for Michael Jackson. What's better than that?
Exactly.
This person.
That's a pretty good
sang
gig.
Backup for Alicia Keys for so long.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, and I'm like, probably, are you kidding me?
Probably making more money doing a backup singer for Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
than they ever would being a solo artist.
So it's because it's never really the like grassroots. Like this person lives in Idaho and you've never met him.
Right,
it's some.
So that's our twist on it. It's we get to see all the behind the scenes, all the development side, all the hard work, and to really paint a picture of, hey, this isn't easy. You know what I mean? This is harder than you think it is. But here's an opportunity. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
Here's all the tools that you'll need, and we're here to help. But it's ultimately up to you to make this happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the premise is a big-name L.A. producer whose name is Jean-Michel Sapraia. He's this awesome French dude. He's just super cool. Met him. He's so genuine, so down-to-earth. And he's coming to small markets, starting with Albuquerque, and he's going to find talent and develop that talent.
Wow.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's a super cool idea. It's a great show, and we filmed the trailer for it a few weeks ago. And what I'm telling everybody is that if what we shot on that specific Friday is any indicator of what the show is going to be like, dude, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yes!
We're getting a lot of great submissions. And that's what we want. We want the community involved. The show is hugely around the community. You know, we're partnering up with, obviously, the city of Albuquerque, tons of local businesses to help make this a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal. It's going to be nationally syndicated.
Yeah.
All of that. And we just want the community involved. So how the listener can be involved, you know, if you sing or singer-songwriter type thing, or if you know somebody, hit up the website.
Okay.
It's theproducershow.com, and you can watch the video there. You can submit your audition, and basically what we're asking for is a headshot, a brief bio, and a YouTube link, you know? So, yeah.
I love it.
Dude, it's going to be legit.
Now, here's a question. Because, you know, here at Static Radio, we do Locals Rule. We get local artist submissions regularly in the community. Mostly from Albuquerque, actually. Albuquerque submissions. Can you be a band, or does it need to be a solo artist? What are you guys looking for? Any and all kinds?
I think, yes, we're accepting any and all kinds.
Okay.
I don't think that's necessarily what he's looking for.
Okay.
I think...
he wants that solo artist.
Yeah, maybe a duo, maybe.
Okay.
I don't think anything's off the table.
Okay, good.
But I think if you're good,
then
it's like, okay, you know, this is something we can work with type thing. But nothing necessarily specifically that he's looking for, like this specific person or whatever. He's just looking for talent that's willing to be taught, that has a heart to learn and grow and be stretched and that type of thing. He's amazing. He's so amazing, genuine, down to earth. He's not the stereotypical LA producer type, you know. He loves people. I mean, when we shot the trailer, he spent time with people.
Yeah.
Like, he got to know them and just talked with them. All right, cool. Yeah, that's great. You know, tell me about this, blah, 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 blah. All right, now sing your song, you know? And so they were super comfortable with him. So it wasn't like this, all right, sing a song. All
right,
stop. All right, you suck. You're out of here type
thing.
It was just, it's refreshing, you know? If that's probably the best word I can use, is super refreshing. Just, he has a heart of gold.
That's cool.
And it's cool to work around somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know? So... yeah, so if you're listening out there, theproducershow.com, and send in your submission. We're getting submissions every day. We've got some amazing, amazing talent so far. Like, and that's the cool thing about smaller markets. There's talent.
Right.
There really is talent.
Yeah.
And it's not like you have to go to L.A. to be seen, or you have to go to New York because you'll just drown in all that mess.
Right,
you know?
Right.
This is an opportunity for smaller markets to say, hey, you know, we have talent here too. So
yeah, and it's cool because, you know, Teo coming from Nashville, ooh, you know, I mean, on every corner there's someone who with a guitar.
Right, right,
in
right.
Every restaurant you go into, an
every
Applebee's,
waitress,
it's like, okay, well, this person's,
that's for real.
Yeah, no, yeah. Here's my demo.
And here's the thing, you know, about it in Nashville, because a lot of people are moving from New York and LA to Nashville,
yeah,
because they want to get out of the big city. It's
right,
increasing the size of Nashville and making it a bigger city.
Yeah.
But besides that, these people that are on the street corners or whatever that are just playing in the bar bands, it's not like it's Joe Schmo from, you know, the worship service saying, I got a gig too on Friday if you want to come.
Right.
These guys are incredible.
Yeah.
So in Nashville, all of these bands are super good. So there's a million bands. They're
mm-hmm.
all great. And then that just makes people even more critical slash less likely to come out to a show, because
right,
they're like, but why would I spend $10 on your show when I know this person who is awesome is playing,
right,
you know, the same night over here. And there's also this giant national touring artist coming through every night. It's something incredible.
Right, yeah.
So
it's hugely oversaturated.
Right. That's
for
the
sure,
value
yeah.
of the smaller market. That's
yep.
what we've been talking about. I was talking to some of the guys from the Edge, yes, from to Dex. I was like,
yeah,
I don't understand why there's not a huge local band here, because it's like ripe for the taking.
Yeah.
Literally, if one good band popped up here, they would overcome everything, because
yeah.
there's no other awesome
well, that's
band.
Because when good bands are from here originally and mm. they do have some success, they move to LA.
There you go. Well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah. Looking at you, the Shins.
But the thing now, it's a different
yeah.
world. It's a different market. You have to do kind of what 21 Pilots did. You have to
yeah.
blow up locally and then slowly work your way out. Whereas it used to be you went out nationally and kind of worked your way back in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the. But we're looking for more like the solo talent here, more of the Celine Dion rather than the Bangles.
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you just reference Celine Dion and the Bangles?
What's a female front of band?
Yeah, I know. That was good. I like that. We're dating ourselves here.
That's okay.
That's I like it.
That's okay.
All right. You can check it out. We posted the information at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. David Myers in
yay.
Studio.
Yay!
So assistant directing. What else are you doing? You're producing. You're
I'm hosting.
Hosting.
The show.
You're.
And
yeah.
I wrote half the show.
And you wrote half the show. And then the other half needs to be penned by whoever
it's
is talented
already been
enough.
Written.
Yeah. By, you know,
dude,
said
we've
human
been,
out there that's going to
so
be doing something amazing.
I look at the submissions every day.
Yeah.
And we've got some that are just absolutely amazing.
Really?
Like, I'm not going to say any names, obviously, yet.
Yeah.
But there's this one individual who I think is the winner already.
Wow.
Whoa.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
All right.
Phenomena.
That's cool, man. So now people listening have to go, all right, you think you got the winner? I'm your winner.
Yeah. I'm your winner.
I love it. And that's all it takes. A lot of times you watch those shows and those people have like little to no self-esteem slash confidence.
Right.
And they get out there and it's very nervy and they don't know what to do. And then they just get booed off stage.
Right.
And yet, if you just showed up to, say, their church service on a Sunday morning where they were singing a special, it was probably the most incredible thing you've ever heard in your life.
Because right. they're comfortable.
Having that confidence and,
yeah.
and being comfortable, that's one thing that I would immediately say is just be confident in the gifts that God has given you, because we're created in the image of this God who created all things. So if he's creative enough to do all these things, and yet we're created in his image, we have some capacity for creativity
absolutely.
That dwells within each one of us. And so be confident in your talents and submit it, because you never know, you could be the next star on this crazy new reality TV show.
It's
so,
gonna be awesome,
man. Exciting. And I'm glad it's
man.
Happening in Albuquerque.
Me too,
because it's way better than you having to move to like LA or somewhere
or Iowa.
Yeah, because there are you said small markets. I'm like, what's next? Let's start with Albuquerque. Where are you going next? Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know, I just thought of that.
Denver,
Akron,
Colorado.
Well, Akron's where the Black Keys are from, but now they live in Nashville.
Ah, you're right, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mean to do that, but you're right.
That's true.
That is very true. Can we play some Black Keys? How
yes.
about we play some Black Keys?
Yes.
You said that, and it just made me want to play some Black Keys.
Yes.
Speaking of the Black Keys, just that like dirty rock and roll that I love, we heard a track yesterday from some friends that are putting a band together, and
yay.
I can't wait to share it. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
Yay.
Coming up. More with David Myers. Talking about his new show. You can check out the information. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's legit. Just like this band. It's the Black Keys on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Happy to report there's nothing going on.
Yeah!
Construction I-25 in Paseo. Construction at I-25 South between San Antonio and Paseo. Also, construction in the roads closed at 2nd Street South and Central. That's your very quick look at traffic because I'm proud of all you guys.
Well, all right.
That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Ooh,
coffee
I need some coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
They're open. It's here. Calvert Campus.
I'm doing it.
505-338-3669, the phone number. That's 505-338-3669. Joining us in studio from Albuquerque. Formerly of Ohio, because I can never remember which one. Iowa. I remembered.
You did good.
Thanks. David Myers! Woo!
Dave Myers, the man, the mystery, the monocle of precision and inspiration.
What does that even mean?
It means he's very precise and inspiring, and he's a monocle.
I like that.
So you see it better.
Thank you.
You're monocle.
Thank you.
And it's classy looking.
Welcome to the show, and I'm excited. Lots of stuff going on. We've been talking about your new show, and if you're just joining us, you got to check out the details. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, but we were talking off air a little bit about this. Is it the producer show or the producers?
The producer
show.
Right. The show is called The Producer.
Boom.
The website is theproducershow.com.
There you go.
So it's the
or
producer.
It's theproducershow.com.
No.
Are you sure? Check it out.
Spelled producers how.
Producer show. It's a show.
The producers how.
.com.
.com. David, nobody's going to forget the website now.
That's true.
You're welcome.
Tell us a little backstory because I know you told us that this idea kind of came about years and years ago.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden here it is, summer 2014, and things are coming together. What's that like? What does that mean?
Yeah, so I got a call saying, hey, why don't you guys come down here and help us write this television show? That's kind of in the works. So we're like, cool. So we go down there. We, you know, a few months. We write the show. We polish it up, whatever. And then nothing. We didn't hear anything of it. And we're like, okay, no big deal. Because, you know, that's kind of how it is in every business.
In the biz.
So we wrote it. I moved to Iowa.
Yes.
Not Ohio.
Or
and
Idaho.
Not Idaho.
Yeah.
Mm. Iowa.
Iowa.
Mm. Which is the same place.
Yes.
Right.
And I became a pastor. If that's not weird, very weird.
Yeah. So weird, dude.
And then we moved back a year later, and then I get a call and they said, "Hey, remember that TV show we wrote? Yeah, it got greenlighted.
Whoa!
Let's go!" So we've been in pre-production since I moved back, with the guys over at UPublic Studios.
Yeah,
and it's been awesome.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So yeah.
So you're ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
We're talking off air. How much can you talk about the aspects of the show, like chronicling what it's going to be doing? Because I know you don't want to give too much away, but...
No.
What can we talk about?
That's absolutely...
Okay.
That's absolutely what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
So we have the submission process, which we're in right now, which if you're listening, get your submissions in. We want them. We need them.
Local artists.
Local artists.
Yeah.
Theproducershow.com and follow the links. The deadline for that is July 7th.
Okay.
So we've got a little less than a month.
7/7/14. 7 plus 7 equals 14.
Yeah. Very good.
That's how you remember it.
So,
I'm really good at
this. So we're in the submission process right now, the submission phase. Then we'll go to the selection phase. And then basically the show will start. We'll start filming principal photography on the 14th with the top 20, the 20 that were selected.
Okay.
And then we basically go through an entire phase of one's career. So like being found, being developed, you start writing, and then you start recording, and then you release, and then we see what happens, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's all in the show. So there's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot asked of you as far as creative, you know, outlet, whatever.
Yeah. You're going to have to push yourself.
Yeah. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be amazing.
Musical boot camp.
So we're going to follow in chronological order all of the phases of basically one's career.
That's cool.
You know what you should do?
You should film it all, right? Get to the end, and then kind of like Tarantino, show us the ending first, and then we're like, who's that? And then all out of order.
Nice.
But don't pick like when we're going to see what, you know? Because that's what Tarantino
does. Flashback.
We do have an M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end.
Cool.
That's what you need.
They were all dead the whole time.
Yes.
Crap, I ruined it!
That's part of it.
I ruined it!
Part of the development process is they murder your soul. That's just part of it.
It's called the music industry.
That happens.
Oh, yeah.
But then we get a picture into that through this show. It's like, oh, that's the murder process.
Yeah, got it. Absolutely.
Got it.
So
I think it's a fascinating thing to me that you came up, this idea came about so long ago, and kind of like the show, if you start off with a solid talent, it still takes development, it still takes time, and there's no guarantee that anything will happen.
For sure.
Just like your idea, this idea happened long ago, and it just took time and development, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, this is a great idea, because it had been a great idea from the start.
Yeah.
You just had to get the timing right and the right people behind it, and then all of a sudden now it's taken off. That's exactly what it's like when you're trying to make it in the music industry, because you have to have that raw good talent, but then it's all about people, it's all about timing, you have to get the right team around you, the whole thing, this whole crazy process, and of course the producer's the vital part of it.
Right. Sounds like your walk with God. Like,
yes.
Honestly, because you're like, I got this great idea, Lord. This is what I want to do. This is what I need you to take care of. So, let's do it. Help. And it's right now. Because we're so, man, we want.
We're instant.
Like, yes. That fast food society of like instant gratification. We need to take care of right now. Lord, you have to do this right now.
I mean, there's a brand new show coming out. I don't know what it's called. Superstar or something.
Yeah.
And there's like a dude playing on a stage with like everybody watching.
Yeah, on like I saw
and
that.
And they're talking about like instant success and instant fame and instant celebrity status. And I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, man,
that doesn't last.
It doesn't last.
No.
Even if it happens, which is again winning the lottery,
right?
It doesn't last.
Right.
You know, there's no sustenance there. It's just I don't know. It's weird.
It's true.
It's a much bigger process.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think in this YouTube world where, you know, you put up a pseudo funny video, get 7 million hits, and then get real paid overnight, and then 10 minutes later people have forgotten who you are.
Right.
They just want that 10 minutes of fame. They want to get quote unquote real paid.
Which is sad in a way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's that instant celebrity. They just want to be known. Which is crazy because it's like, dude, the God of the universe knows you. You are known by God.
Right.
So I wonder how that parallels with our faith and with the way God created us, because obviously it's within our being that we want to be known.
Right.
We are known and can be known by this infinite God who is incredible. And yet we just want that YouTube video to get, you know, X amount of hits so we can be quote unquote famous for 5 minutes.
Right. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with fame. You know, let's say you won that show.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with
it.
But defining yourself
absolutely
based on that is anything other than
Christ.
Identity battle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was thinking yesterday we were hanging out. Amberlynn was here, you know, for a Warped Tour, and a friend of ours, her brother was the lead in a Final Destination film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and since then he's done some work on like Justified. He was on an episode of CSI Miami. He's done some things here and there, but even this dude was the star. He was the top bill for a Final Destination film. And
right.
It's like, I've arrived, I've made it. And the work that has had to happen just to keep going as a random appearance on this television show or a random appearance on, I mean, it really is that flash in the pan. It's very, very, it's like the 0.01% of the 0.01% who actually become the next Harrison Ford or the next, you know, these, the big names that last. it's a tiny, tiny percentage. And so, but we all we see is that one aspect of it through a reality show or through whatever. And so I like that you guys are taking it and actually using the term reality show to show reality.
Right.
Because right now, all of the shows are so far from reality, but they think, oh, all I got to do is this, and now I'm going to be a megastar.
Right.
Where are those megastars? Somebody name me the person who won American Idol a few years ago. I mean, can you guys name all of the winners of American Idol ever?
I know a guy named Scotty McCreery won.
There you go.
Because my friend Nathan plays bass for him. That's the only reason.
There you go.
But
what have they done, you know?
They only show us because the shows are putting out a product, too.
Right.
So you got to think about this. They have a show that says the whole premise of the show is we're going to make you famous. But then even if you get famous at the end of the show, then you have to try to keep your career. You have to stay famous.
Without being on television.
And then, in a crazy twist, but it's obvious, but we don't think about it, the show itself is doing the same thing.
Right.
The show's trying to stay on top. So the whole production is just this group of people trying to stay on top. They're trying to keep the ratings up for American Idol.
Yeah.
They're getting slaughtered. The Voice is starting to dip in ratings.
Yeah.
Everything's starting to dip. And I think it's because all we see is the most dramatic parts of it.
Exactly.
And then the end result. We see the beginning, the most dramatic parts, and the end result.
Yeah.
They just get voted off. I hope you guys show the most boring thing. I hope you show for 5 minutes, 5 minutes solid, the producer and the person sitting in a room trying to come up with an idea, and everybody's getting frustrated, and it's like, well, let's just go get some coffee.
Right.
That's what always happens.
Seriously.
With Waverly, we'd sit in there trying to come up with an idea, and then our producer, Rob, would be like, you guys want coffee? It's like, yeah, we just had coffee an hour ago, but yes, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Or with my creative process, I'd write a song, and I'm like, man, this song kills. Like, I'm in love. This is the best song I've ever written.
Right.
And then the next day, I'm like, how do I play that song again?
I don't remember
it.
What did I do? Or you play it for people and they're like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Which is the worst because then you're like, right. Man,
never mind.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
If you are interested, check out the details. The producer, it's the new show coming to Albuquerque, New Mexico. I love the concept of coming to the small markets to find raw talent, which is great because there is a ton of talent in Albuquerque. There really are.
Yep, for sure.
A lot of great artists. We get submissions every day from local artists. So glad you guys chose Albuquerque. It's going to be very, very cool. You got to keep coming back in and talking about the process and what's going on with
the
show.
For sure. We'd love to.
All right.
I'd love to.
Yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or theproducershow.com. Get there. You can find out all the details, all the information on this brand new show featuring our boy David Myers.
There Whoop! He is right there.
It's exciting. All right, for the second time today.
Yes.
Got to play
another
this song,
journey.
The end of our journey. We have come to the end.
Dave Myers, what did you learn? What did
you learn today, buddy?
You know what? I learned that I've been away way too long.
You have!
You prodigal son.
Which is mostly your fault.
It really is.
Yeah, sorry. But I don't hold that against
but
you.
But mostly you. Doug's fault.
Love keeps no record of wrongdoing.
Hey, I've not met Doug yet.
That's him.
Producer Doug, he's right in there.
I've not met
Dex him. Dex saw him yesterday, and the first thing he said was, I thought you were going to be fat.
Yep.
Fat Doug?
Fat Doug.
Pictured his
but
voice.
He's skinny Doug.
He's skinny.
Let's
he's
just call him Fat Doug, because
he's very
funny.
Skinny. So
Doug and I were having fun yesterday because people were coming up and going, oh, you're Doug. It was a good time.
It's good. Awesome. Our producer.
Except
awesome.
Somebody called him Doug the intern, and I started to get like defensive, and then I had to just be quiet because I was like, I wanted to go, he's an employee.
He works for us.
He's
now.
Our producer.
He's our producer.
No. But I didn't.
Good job, employee Doug.
What did you learn?
Let's see. I learned that there's actually a lot of good talent in Albuquerque that is worth filming because a show got greenlit by a friend of mine. So,
crazy.
Great job, you.
All right.
Because that's amazing. Because honestly, when you think Albuquerque, you know, yesterday we were talking with the guys in Amberlin and it was like, who's moving here next? Because our friends are starting to move here and it's a cool
that's
city.
Right.
And it's like, but Nashville this, or LA that, or Seattle this,
Austin.
Or Florida that, or Austin was another one.
Yeah.
All these great cities, and we're like, but and so it's cool to hear that people
you know
in
what
LA
they can stay
saying,
there.
Yeah,
ooh.
People
they
in air like,
there.
Hey, let's go find some good talent in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we're like,
ooh,
yeah,
that's right,
right, freaking on,
here.
Man.
That's right. Rappers everywhere so, on the street.
That's what I learned. There's still cool cred.
What have you learned, Matt?
I learned a lot. I learned that you have a neat idea.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I learned that comic books are neato. And I learned that...
You did not learn that today.
Yes, I did.
You've always known that.
Shut up. And I also learned that Warped Tour was fun.
Yeah.
And it's tiring the next day.
Man, I'm exhausted. Yeah.
Me and too. And I didn't even go.
That New Mexico sun, dude, is killer.
It is.
So, literally, wear sunscreen, people. That's your PSA today.
There you go.
All right, that's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings to podcast it. Get there, check us out. You can find all the past shows. Till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye again.
Static Radio.